I had an occasion to go to the country of Haiti with a group that was going down to help build a church. I thought that I was going as a missionary to encourage the people of Haiti, but it was I who ended up being encouraged by them. I just found the Christians that I met in Haiti to be wonderful, blessed people, full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and they were a great encouragement to me. As I was leaving the airport and going across Port-au-Prince to the place where we were to stay, I was dealing with this entire culture shock of that. And if you have been to Haiti, you understand what I'm talking about. But as I was going across there, I saw these vehicles that are very brightly colored. They are pickup trucks, and they have a camper on the back with the back taken out of them and seats put in them. And this is the public transportation. People just get on that. When they're ready to get off, they bang on the side of the camper, top, top, give the driver a couple of good, and then that's their public transportation. That's why they're called top, top trucks. They're very brightly decorated usually and have scripture verses on them, which surprised me. And they had one that was just the citation of a scripture and not the verse. Romans 8:31. I saw that several times and I thought, well, I know that scripture. That is, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And I thought, no, that's Romans 8:28. I couldn't figure out what 8:31 was. And I couldn't wait to get and unpack my Bible so that I could look that up because it just wouldn't come to my mind. Here's the scripture, Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, that struck me because the Haitians are a people who live under very difficult circumstances, under a great deal of oppression, and they've had tremendous difficulty, as everyone knows, with earthquakes and hurricanes. And this is their faith: if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's take a lesson from that. So many of us are so prosperous as Christians, and God has blessed us. We don't understand that true riches come from God. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the trip that I took to Haiti, Lord. It was a turning point in my life. It opened my eyes, and I understood that although in comparison to the Haitians, I was rich in material things. Compared to them, I was a pauper in the things of God. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me to understand true riches. Make me rich in the things of the Spirit. And may all of my treasure be in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.